This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors, and we're just here today allowing you to be the drivers of the show today. You're going to be the show. We're going to go with your phone calls and your messages, and we will have a conversation about whatever you want to talk about, as long as it's within the parameters of fishing, hunting, crabbing, the outdoors, wildlife, guns, and that type of subject. We're going to stay off the current topics of the news unless they are timely and it revolves around those parts of this show. We view this as a little idea that you need a break from all that stuff. Although we do talk politics from time to time, but only in the context of how it relates to us as hunters and fishermen, and how we can benefit from laws, or how there might be something out there that we have to take a stand to get and get involved and let our elected officials know, how we feel about things. We are joined this morning by a very special guest, my main squeeze. She likes me to introduce her as my main squeeze. And we're going to ask Miss Robin Franks to say good morning.
Good morning. That's all you get from me.
She's a little shy behind the microphone. But I have noticed one thing, that if we get Robin to start talking on a subject, she will continue to talk on that subject. So I'm not trying to embarrass you, but you are very knowledgeable about a lot of things.
I try to be.
Exactly. You keep up on the news. You're very current. You share current events with me. And when there's something that takes place particularly on the Eastern Shore where you live, in the outdoors, it's coming across my email, or I'm getting a text with the link and all that stuff. So it's very, very nice of you to do that. And we welcome you this morning.
Glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here, too. So we had a whirlwind tour yesterday of Annapolis and had a nice dinner last night over here at Ruth's Steakhouse. Yeah, Steakhouse. So we're we're just glad to have Robin with us this morning. And anybody who would like to call and say hi to Robin, you're certainly welcome to do so. So I don't know if she'll answer a particular call or go on the air with you, but we'll see how that works out. So anyway, we are, as we travel around, we take a lot of rides, and we take a lot of looks at wildlife. And Robin's becoming very adept at spotting deer and turkeys and eagles and all types of things as we drive around. And there's some nice deer out there. We're seeing a lot of nice bucks, and they're in velvet. They got another over almost a month or more to go with growing their racks, and there's some spectacular deer out there. And I stopped at Jason Carter's place the other day. Jason is a taxidermist that we know very well. Jason was on the air here a few months back, if you recall, talking about taxidermy and deer taxidermy in particular. Picked up Jacob's 11-point buck that he shot last year on Youth Day, his final Youth Day, since he's now 16 and going to be 17. And, the interest is starting to show up on deer hunting with the folks that I talk to around the region. We're working on the fall issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and getting all the deer processors involved in the magazine and for the fall, and the taxidermists and things like that. So the interest is starting. It's July, and August, and it's too hot, but and I've actually blown off a few 3D shoots because of the 90 plus degrees. But We're centering our focus more on deer now, because we're headed that way. September 9th, I believe, is the opening day of the deer archery season. Hey, we got a caller. Let's talk to David, out on 97. Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Let me catch up the, speaker thing.
There you go. That's better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can hear me. Okay. I just want to know how crabs are running. Today's my first day going crabbing. Got a brother-in-law with a boat.
Okay.
Yeah, come on out with me. And
good. Well, what does your brother-in-law say? Is this his first day?
No.
Oh, okay.
He said last weekend he caught a bushel pretty quick.
Yeah.
Like, okay, well, I'll help.
Well, there, yeah, that's for sure. No, the crabs have been great. Robin and I eat crabs every other weekend, something like that.
Yep.
And we've been seeing. Where are you going, by the way, David? Where do you know where you're going?
We're going south on 2 from Harris Allen to whatever that river is there. That's the South River.
Okay. Yeah, you should do well. The crabs are in the rivers. We're just going through a full moon here, so we've got a shed going on. And
so is that likely we're
going to... No, you're going to do okay. You're going to do okay. But it's been really, really good. I mean, the crabs that we've had have been from the local rivers, and they're fat, they're heavy, and you guys should do pretty well. Are you trot lining or trapping?
Trot.
Trot line? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should do fine. Are you the chief dipper?
That could be my objective today. I'm not really sure. You know, sometimes it's more like
chief observer.
First.
Yeah.
First mate, I guess.
First mate. That's,
I do whatever I'm darn well told.
That's that's good. Well, listen, we expect a report later. I mean, you're welcome to call in sometime in the next 2 hours if you got any crabs in the basket. That would be great. Or, you know, give us a call next week and let us know how you did. But, no, the crabbing has been pretty good. Pretty good.
Great.
Yep.
Great. Well, that makes me feel like we're going to have a good evening.
I hope you're going to have a wonderful day. So,
okay.
But we expect a report, David.
Sounds good.
All right, buddy. Thanks. There he goes. I love it. I love when people are headed out to participate in the outdoors, and they call the show. They're listening, and you know they go, "Oh well, you know, we're going to do this." And I particularly like my buddy Billy from up in Westminster when he calls from out in Howard County. "Al, it's Bill. I'm in the deer stand." I love that, but you know that's what it's all about. I haven't talked to Bill lately. Maybe he's mad at me. We'll see. Anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We're here talking about whatever you want to talk about. We just got to fill some time with what's going on. I don't know if I told you this last week or not, that the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus, the list of lawmakers in Annapolis. Did I tell them this last week about the caucus writing a letter to the Maryland Hunting Coalition congratulating us on the passage of the Poaching Restitution Act? I don't know if I did, but it was very nice to be honored by that by the lawmakers. The Legislative Sportsman's Caucus is made up of quite a few. I think it's the largest caucus in the General Assembly. Quite a few delegates and quite a few senators. And these are the folks with the interest of sportsmen in mind. And they wrote us a nice letter here a little while ago and said congratulations on the passage of the Poaching Prevention Act of 2016, which increases the penalties for deer poaching substantially. And if you happen to grab the guide to hunting and trapping, your hunting licenses are now available. If you happen to grab that guide, you'll see the synopsis there, a little ad kind of on page 21. It says, "Poachers beware, is that big buck worth $10,000 in 80 hours of your life?" That's the maximum penalty, but it is a mandatory penalty upon conviction based on the severity of the charge and the size of the antlers. So if you sneak onto somebody's property and you kill a big trophy buck and you get caught, it could cost you $10,000 and 80 hours of community service. So Minimum fine on any shooting any buck is $2,000 to $5,000, and 80 hours of community service. And then you know you get into the 150-inch and larger class of bucks. Yeah, it's going to cost you $5,000 to $10,000. So that's all good. Talk about some big predators. Our number one predator here in Maryland is. Just got a text from Chuck. He said to say hi to you.
Good morning, Chuck.
There you go. And Chuck, you're welcome to call in since we're going to probably be talking about bears here shortly. But our number one predator is the black bear here in Maryland, the largest critter that we have, the largest game animal here in Maryland. I think the state record bear is over 600 pounds. It was taken by a young lady from Dorchester County in Garrett County, I think the second or third bear season up there. And every year we do take some pretty good bears, you know, 300-400 pound bears. Oh, coffee. But this year, the bear season has been expanded to the two more counties. So it's come further east through Washington and now Frederick counties. So we have four counties of habitat to hunt bears in. And, you know, of course, private and public land as well. You still have to apply for a permit, and you still have to, you know, go into the lottery. It's a $15 fee, but they are offering 750 permits this year, 750 permits. So, there, you know, you can go online and check the regulations on that. We'll have an article out here in the next couple of weeks on the in the New Maryland Hunting Quarterly, the fall issue, and we'll be explaining that, and that'll be coming directly from the program manager of the bear program, the biologist, our buddy Harry Spiker, who's been on the air. So we're good there. We're going to talk about a study on white-tailed deer management. And this comes from as an online study published online in the Journal of Conservation Letters. Conservation Letters, that's the publication, ostensibly reflected an academic attempt to quantify the economic and social impact of reintroducing large carnivore into parts of the U.S. where they no longer exist. The student-led project was directed by the University of Washington's Laura Prugh, P-R-U-G-H, and initiated as part of a community ecology class she taught in 2014 at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. And this is the premise. Hey, buddy. This is the premise. Utilizing the mountain lion. Are you listening? Are you listening? Utilizing the mountain lion as having value in reducing deer vehicle collisions as a case study, the researchers concluded that within 30 years of the big cats recolonizing the eastern United States, the species could thin deer populations and reduce vehicle collisions by 22% each year, preventing 5 human fatalities, 680 injuries, and avoiding cost of $50 million. Reintroducing mountain lions into regions where they do not exist. Worked out so well for the wolf, didn't it? Well, hey, I saw a couple new exciting new firearms down at Clyde Sports Shop the other day, new Browning rifles. The X-Bolt Hell's Canyon is a terrific-looking firearm. It's in Urban Tactical Camo. It comes with a Cerakote finished barrel, and it's available in select calibers. It is a delectable firearm, very attractive, and it's available now at Clyde Sports Shop. The other firearm is another deer rifle, another big game rifle called the A-Bolt 3. This comes with, I believe, a 4-12 Nikon Buckmaster scope at a very affordable price. And if you're looking for a new firearm, a new deer rifle, this comes in a lot of good popular calibers like the 270 and the 308 and the 7mm 08 and the 7mm mag and 300 Win Mag and that type of thing. But Clyde Sports Shop is your headquarters for Browning firearms and the new Browning ammunition coming out. There's plenty of Browning 22 ammo out there on the shelves right now, believe it or not. And you can check it all out at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Stop by and ask to see the two new rifles, the A-Bolt 3 with the factory-mounted Nikon Buckmaster scope and the new Hell's Canyon. There is quite a firearm. Very light, very camoed, very attractive, with that Cerakote, kind of a bronze finish, matte finish barrel on it. It's really nice. Yep, Clyde's. 242-6108. That's 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Don't forget their 24-hour fishing hotline, and that is 247-3474. 247-FISH. Time to book your dove hunt with Upper Bay Gun Club. Hunt over sunflowers on great farms loaded with doves. Dove Hunt runs $150 per person and includes lunch. Hurry, the early dates are filling up fast and space is limited. Hunt deer, waterfowl, and turkeys on private farms with Upper Bay Gun Club. Choose a yearly membership like I did, or call about guided day hunts or even yearly leases. Tom Slavin has decades of experience and can answer all your questions. Call Tom at 443-309-3788. For the best hunting of your life, call Tom at 443-309-3788 for Upper Bay Gun Club. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did, with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
People pouring over our borders, wave after wave after wave of people who do not share our cultural beliefs, our beliefs about government, who do not seek to become American citizens.
Mark Levin, weeknights at 7, Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
No dice, son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
You got that right. It's hot out there. Hey, well, while we were at the break, guess who showed up? E.W. Grimes from Maryland Quality Deer Management Association. He's behind the microphone. So we got a crowd gathering here in the studio. We've got Robin, and we've got E.W. And E.W., what did you think when you heard about reintroducing cougars into the urban and suburban areas here in Maryland and using that as a deer population control mechanism?
I think it's pretty crazy, but, you know, I guess it's... an avenue that needs to be at least threw out there?
You know. I think it would be a tremendous avenue if you're talking about controlling the overwhelming population of feral cats.
Yep.
I think that would.
I agree.
Let me tell you. I don't know if you've ever fished on the Upper Bay out of Havre de Grace. When you launch the boat launch and you're going up towards the flats on that shoreline over there, there's. The entire shoreline is covered with feral cats.
No, I've never seen that.
There's got to be 40 or 50 of them up there, at least, right there by the boat dock, okay?
Wow.
People come out every day and feed those cats. And when the cats see the people coming, they know they're getting food.
Yeah.
And they're like a pack.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
And they come to get this food, and they show up from behind rocks. And I mean, you have no idea where they're coming from. But I'm looking at this and I'm going, I'm looking in the sky. Where are the eagles?
Yeah.
You know, I'm.
Yeah, eagles like them.
Nah, yeah, I do. Sorry.
Hors d'oeuvres.
And I like cats. I've got two cats, but I mean, you know. All right. So we want to talk with you today, not only about the Quality Deer Management Association, and I was just rambling about seeing Rob and I see tremendous bucks out there. What's going on with the antler growth this year in particular? Is that outside of normal?
Not really. It's kind of based upon, you know, we've had some dry seasons the last couple. Now this spring has been really wet. So you have good vegetation.
Yeah.
And when good food brings good antlers. They get more nutrition and higher quality of nutrition. And it helps in antler growth.
I was thinking maybe we had a tremendous mast year last year, and that, you know, that helped with maintaining them. I mean, it wasn't really horribly cold. It was wet.
No,
and cool.
But we had some late frost that kind of nipped a lot of the mast buds off, and it could have been a lot. We should have had a bonus stamp of mast last year, and we really didn't.
Right.
We had an above average or average, and a lot of places it didn't have much mast at all.
Right. So you're saying then that basically this antler spurt that we're seeing, and I know you're seeing them, there's some great bucks out there.
Absolutely.
That you're saying that this is nutrition that's come from this spring rather than something left over from
the
fall.
And the other avenue that it seems like everybody overlooked, there's a lot of hunters that have actually started participating in the QDM
management
and passing younger bucks. You're going to have passing younger bucks. You're going to have bigger antlers because you have older deer out there.
That's true.
So, you know, the philosophy itself is actually has caught on and has expanded, and that's starting to show up in a lot of places.
So let's talk to Lee in Catonsville, and then we'll come back to this. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
How you all doing?
Good. Saw a nice family of bears out your way the other day.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, on trail camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did see that picture that guy had in his backyard there.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking, we want to thin certain herds in this country.
Who's we, first of all?
Well, whoever it is came up with that idea about the
See, there's this argument out there that deer are overpopulated.
Mm-hmm.
And what we don't hear here in Maryland is that the tremendous bag limits here in Maryland that we have. What is it, EW? 30 some deer we're allowed to take?
Yeah, if we actually
want to kill all those deer, each guy can kill 33, I believe, is what it is, not counting Sitka deer. Okay, what we don't hear from our wildlife managers is that program over the last decade has been tremendously successful, and we have knocked down the deer population by a full third here in Maryland. We went from a high of about 300,000 deer to just under 200,000 right now. And the areas where the deer were managed to increase the populations in western Maryland, for example, that's working. And the areas where it's in central Maryland, where it's to reduce the populations, that's working. But there are pockets of population on private lands that people don't allow you to hunt, and public lands that aren't able to be hunted, and urban areas, suburban and urban areas, where there's an abundance of cover. So I'm sorry to cut you off there, but now tell us your idea where you're going to put them.
Well, I'd make suggestions for Norva, Georgetown, and the Hamptons. I mean, those populations kind of need to be fed.
Lee, funny man.
Yeah, I
tried. Yeah, very nice. Nicely done. So, all right, brother, anything else?
No, but I'll admit that I've been amazed at the places that deer will hide sometimes.
We built perfect habitat for them.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's,
I mean,
urban habitat is one of probably the most successful places to have deer, because it just, the edges, the deer love the edges and that little hiding cubbies.
Yeah, cubby holes. Yeah, the Maryland Public TV, excuse me, did a thing, I'm going to guess almost 25 years ago now, called White-Tailed Deer, Creatures of the Forest Edge.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, they went into suburbia and they filmed deer in people's backyards and things like that. And we just continue to build perfect habitat for them. Right. We build these housing developments with water features and, you know, common areas of woods and things like that. And then people say, well, there's a lot of deer in the area. Well, okay, yeah, you cut down all the woods, you killed all the farm crops, the deer were already there, you've squeezed them into these common areas, and then you wonder why there's deer. And then you wonder why there's Lyme disease rampant. And then you wonder why there's deer getting hit, on the access roads into the housing developments.
Yeah. Well, I was coming out of the cemetery when Dad's buried out there off of Route 70.
Mm-hmm.
Not too far from the split.
Right.
And we're going back the road, get back to Old Frederick Road, and this buck jumped up and, you know, cleared the fence and right down into a drainage ditch that was really overgrown. That child, nothing disappeared like he'd never been there.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That's me. I had never seen that before.
Yep. You got it, buddy.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yep. Thank you, Lee.
All right, Joel. Take care.
All right. Hey, look, we'll put that down as a maybe on the Norva for you. I think that's a great idea. Yeah.
How about a positive?
Yeah. Well, okay. It works for me.
All right.
Thanks.
Joel, take care.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. My old friend, John B., who emails us almost every week, and you know that,
yep,
said, a great guest. I'm happy for you both. I can't believe you were able to talk her into coming on the air.
He didn't talk me into it. He just said, you're going to do it.
I did not. I sure hope Robin knows what she's gotten herself into.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, good. Okay, glad to hear it. Well, anyway, let's figure out why you're here, Mr. E.W. Grimes.
Well,
QDMA.
I stopped by to kind of promote an upcoming event. August 6th, we are hosting an event at Mayberry's Game Protective Association in Mayberry, off of Mayberry Road. The intent of this event was to have the opportunity for local hunters and hunters throughout the state of Maryland to come in and kind of rub elbows together. And as part of that, we're going to have speakers, the QDMA part of it, we're going to have speakers, and it's going to be the top shelf deer managers throughout Maryland, meaning Brian Otter from State Deer Project Leader is going to be there to speak.
Yep.
Ryan Butler is going to confirm now that he's from Montgomery County's deer program. It's been very successful over the last almost 20 years.
Yeah, Ryan.
I mean, really, really good speaker there.
Please don't ask Ryan about his hunt with me on my very first hunt with him on Howard County at Howard County Fairground, or out at Howard County.
But their programs used in recreational hunting is set the precedent between that and Howard County's. A lot of people don't know that that's been going on for a long time.
I've been in Howard County, I think this is 16 years for me. But it's not a recreational program. Remember, it's a management program.
It's a management program, but they utilize recreational hunters
as the tool. That's right.
And that is the key. I mean, our problem with our hunters is keeping them out in the woods and keeping them managed. We need them to manage. We have to have them. And we're starting to lose some of the youth and this, that. So this event was to kind of spearhead that. We're also going to have a commercial farmer deer manager there as well. It hasn't been confirmed, so I won't say any names yet. And then, of course, we'll have the political side of that you're going to participate in that for us.
What? I'm going to be there.
You're going to be there. You're going to be one of our speakers. Yeah, we're going to muzzle you a little bit once in a while. But other than that, we're going to, you know.
I don't know if I'd do that.
I don't know if he knew that either. But anyhow, the events really turned into be something that we're probably going to look at an annual thing here.
Nice.
We our Cherry's going to be doing jawbone extraction and aging demonstrations.
Nice.
And we're going to have some serious youth activities. We want the kids to come out and either listen a little bit to the talking and or participate. Monocacy Valley Turkey Federation is actually going to sponsor and host the youth turkey calling contest.
Nice.
So, and Mayberry's going to have some 22 shoots going on for the kids. And,
nice.
And, you know, so we're kind of making this a family event.
Perfect.
And we want to get our hunters out there where they can actually, if they have questions, concerns, or whatever, have a panel discussion at the end and talk about stuff. And
you going to have any food?
The food, Mayberry's going to have food there. And I don't know what they're going to have, but they're going to have some food there.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing is open to groups and as well as any kind of commercial guys that would like to be there. It is free to come and do it. It's free for them to set a booth up. All they have to do is have their own table and their stuff. They have to contact us so we can organize, you know, our spacing and stuff.
Right.
And it's all that information is on our website, Maryland spelled out, QDMA.com, and we update that as we get additional information.
I would put a phone number on this flyer if you're handing them out.
Oh, we do have it on the website.
On the website.
On the contact information is actually on our website because we are – as we're putting this thing together, we keep constantly, two or three times a week, updating it.
Right.
Bradley Valsberg and myself are contact persons on the website.
Got
our phone numbers on there and also have our email addresses to contact through that way.
Got it.
So, okay. And we're, you know, we don't have a big event other than your banquet in this area.
Right.
And I mean, you have it on the shore, there's events, and then you have Southern Maryland events, you know, and like, and we're kind of like right here in the middle, and we're hoping to have a big draw.
I hope we do.
I do too. And I'd like to see this thing turn into an annual thing. So, we're excited to do it. We're excited to have it, and we think it's a really good opportunity to get everybody out and the stuff.
August 6th, 9 to 3.
Yep, 9 to 3.
Short time frame, no Friday night, no Sunday, just middle of the day on a Saturday, August 6th. Free admission, Mayberry Game Protective Association. That address is 2555 Mayberry Road. That's in Westminster, Maryland. Free. And you've heard some of the features there, sponsored by the Mayberry Game Protective Association and the Quality Deer Management Association, Maryland State Chapter. And do you want to just refer everybody to the website?
That has proven to be our best avenue of contacts. We're all volunteers, and a lot of times that phone call don't get kind of pushed around. So if we go through the website, we have our webmaster is on it 24/7, literally.
Barry
does an excellent job.
MarylandQDMA.com. MarylandQDMA.com.
Yep, spelled out. Maryland spelled out.
QDMA.com. Got it. Let's take a phone call. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Good morning.
How are you, brother?
Doing pretty good.
Good. EW's here. Robin's here. Now Chuck's here. I'm here. Man.
I'm going to be at the Hunter Social, too.
With the Physically Challenged Bowhunters of America.
Yes.
Yep. I'm going to have my table set up. Yep.
Good. Good. Well, let's hope some folks come out that may be interested in joining the organization or supporting the organization, and that would be perfect.
Know somebody that could use us.
Yeah. Exactly. Very nice. Very nice. Good. So, we're talking about expanding the bear season because the bear range has expanded. Almost across the state. I mean, I don't know if they've seen bears on the lower eastern shore or southern Maryland, but I know we've got them up here on the top tier of the state on the Pennsylvania border. What?
Nothing.
Oh, what? Nothing? Couldn't help it. And so we know that you are probably going to be applying for a permit in Frederick County. Is that correct?
I already did.
You already did?
He's on it.
how much damage has that bear done to your feeder? How many times has that bear torn down your year-round deer feeder up there?
Well, we didn't put it up again last time, but he tore it down twice.
Within a week, right?
Yeah, week and a half. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So they can do some damage. I mean, there's no question about it. And you said
Bob has applied for the lottery also.
You got the landowner and the permittee and the sub-permittee, huh?
Yeah,
gotcha.
Right.
Gotcha. EW, have you ever bear hunted?
I actually did. I went to Canada and bear hunted. I never did it in Maryland.
Yeah.
And I apply every year too. And
yeah.
Haven't been fortunate enough to get the draws. So.
For some reason. I've been blessed three times.
I'd really like to see them do a little bit of bow hunting, or some kind of add into that part of it. I know they got the season that you could use a bow at that time, but if they're, you know.
You're talking about expanding
the
bear season into the archery season,
where you
could do.
Even if they had it just for, you know, a couple days or whatever, and where you could utilize.
Interesting.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know,
interesting.
An avenue.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about your feeder right there. I mean, that's in an urban scenario. Obviously, you don't want a wounded bear running around or anything like that. But,
right.
You know, that would be another avenue. I mean, everybody's always looking for avenues to help manage. So.
Okay. Well, I got you both here. We heard, and you probably got the email.
Yes.
From Deputy Director about making the, is it Crossman? Airbow.
Air gun and bow. Yes.
Yeah. It's a firearm looking piece of equipment that with a telescopic sight on it, if you want, that propels an arrow by a burst of CO2 gas.
Yes.
Just like a pellet gun or a BB gun or something like that with a CO2 charge. Many of us have seen the videos of, what's the guy's name, was it?
Jim Shockey.
Jim Shockey.
He shot a buffalo or...
He shot an Australian buffalo kind of buffalo with the thing. And it looked to me like it had, you know, great
penetration,
kinetic energy and things like that. And now the proposal is to make it a part of the hunting scene here in Maryland, not for archery season, but for muzzleloader, firearm season, bear, and turkey.
You know, the way I read the email, it's not just the air projectile. It's almost like using the pellet as well.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so they're hand in hand. The arrow penetration with the broadhead, being a big bow hunter that I am, you know, I'm concerned about the loss of kinetic energy and the distance. You know, and
well, we both are, and that was the argument for the crossbow.
Yes,
that was the argument for the crossbow.
Yes,
that guys are going to take this thing. They hold it to their shoulder like a firearm.
Yes,
you know, with a stock, and they look through a scope.
Yes,
and there's a deer out there that appears larger than it actually, you know, larger in the scope, and it's just too far to shoot.
Yep,
and guys will shoot too far.
Yes,
and Chuck, you use a crossbow. What do you restrict your range to?
Maximum probably about 40, 45 yards.
Exactly. Maximum.
Maximum.
Maximum. Right. And that's about it for the kinetic energy. I mean, an effective killing kinetic energy for a crossbow arrow or bolt, as you want to call it. Chuck, what are your thoughts on the air bow?
Actually, I saw it at the ATA last year.
Right.
I don't think it should be used. I really don't.
You don't think it should be used in archery season or in general?
In general.
Really?
Yeah, because guys are going to push it too far beyond its range.
Good point.
It'd be like me using a crossbow and only shooting 60 yards or more.
Yeah, I get that. You know, and Shockey, I mean, when you see that video, that buffalo's 15 yards.
15 yards.
Or
closer, actually.
Yeah.
I think he actually makes a comment. It's like 12 steps away or something like that where he shot him at.
Right.
I mean, so.
So he's got the kinetic energy there.
Yes.
But
yeah.
He's not shooting anything at 40,
well,
50,
and,
60
and,
yards.
And as being a stakeholder and setting in multiple years over, almost 20 years, one of the things that the state seemed to come up with when these issues come up with, like the crossbows and stuff like that, is we can't regulate against stupid. And, you know, sorry, but my feelings is that the individual hunter has to have the knowledge to limit his accessibility of that weapon, whether it be a shotgun or long gun, muzzleloader, or air. If your projectile is a crossbow, or whatever, you have to know your limitations.
Right.
And in that light of things, I think there needs to be more, not discussion, but you need to have more checking into this gun more and putting limitations. If you're going to include this into the regulational part of it, then you also should have the language in there. This is only capable up to such and such a something like that. And then,
at least, I don't know if that language can be part of a regulation, but I think every effort should be made to educate the public on the effective range and kinetic energy of this thing.
I think there needs to be more research on this before it really gets into a regulation stage.
Got it. Chuck, you with me? All right.
Yep.
All right, we're going to go. We're going to take a break. And, Chuck, you can hang if you want. And we'll have a continued discussion, but I've got to tell the folks about our buddies down at Papa John's Farm. Summer's the time for picnics and family get-togethers and camping trips. And summer's corn on the cob. I'm going to make you hungry, W.
Yeah, you are.
Corn on the cob, steamed crabs, and fresh tomatoes. Summer's for cold, juicy melons, that's for sure. Now, the Schillinger family at Papa John's Farm, they like to steam their crabs with corn on the cob in a steam pot. Okay, they don't sell crabs there, but as a family meal, like all of us enjoy, steamed crabs, they throw the corn on the cob right in the pot with the crabs and steam it all together with the seasoning and everything else. Can you imagine hot corn with crab spice on it? If you enjoy your time outdoors with great tasting food, head to Papa John's Farm in Severn. At their enormous produce barn, their own super sweet corn and homegrown tomatoes are ready. There's squash, there's zucchini, peppers, onions, green beans, and cucumbers. Right now, they've got the fruits like the plums and the peaches, and they're just succulent and tasty and mouth-watering cantaloupes and sweet watermelons. I'm getting hungry. Papa John's Farm, located just off I-97 at Exit 12. That's 8065 New Cut Road in Severn, Maryland. If you want to put that in your GPS, lock it in there. Make it one of your favorites. Call 410-969-8810. Papa John's is open every day. They're open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 7, Sunday 9 to 6. Here's that phone number, 410-969-8810. Lock that in if you want corn or tomatoes for a family reunion, for a church get-together, any kind of picnic or party, 410-969-8810. Papa John's Farm in Severn. It'll grow on you. Hey, Maryland's Upper Eastern Shore has a rich tradition for dove and waterfowl, deer and turkey hunting, and now you can hunt over a dozen Upper Shore farms with Upper Bay Gun Club. Choose a yearly membership, like I did, and hunt all season long, or call about guided day hunts with Upper Bay Gun Club, or even yearly leases. Tom Slavin has decades of experience and can answer all your questions. Give Tom a call at 443-309-3788 for the best hunting of your life. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for Upper Bay Gun Club. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the
Linex Bedliner, and Truck Gear Accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6, here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. I'm but 2 hours of pushing broom. Buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means, by no means.
King. Sing it, Rod.
All right, I am king of the road. Third boxcar. Had that truck 2 months, 10,000 miles, got my first oil change on it. All right, we're with E.W. Grimes, and Robin Franks, my main squeeze, has joined us this morning. And guess who else is checking in with us? That'd be Fran from Baltimore. Good morning, Fran. How are you?
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
I had to get in on this. Sounds like the whole gang is there.
Not quite. We're waiting for one more guy, but we'll see if he shows up.
Okay.
All right.
Well, as you guys were talking, there were several things crossed my mind.
Okay.
You know, I'm trying to learn. I don't have knowledge of everything. A lot of things. But anyway, I went to Clyde's the other week.
Yeah.
Renewed all my hunting license, fishing license, all that stuff. And I picked up the quarterly. I picked up the Crabs magazine.
Yeah.
And then I saw some other papers there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one very interesting. It has like a bulletin board.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells you things, you know, that's going on, whether you can volunteer, help clean up the bay, or things you want to maybe take a course in, you know. So I says, oh, I should have got this before so I could be going to things, you know. And then, Chuck, are you still there?
No, Chuck had to leave.
Oh, he had to leave. Because I was going to ask him, how long does it take for his organization to let him know that I sent in an application and my fee to join? Because I heard he's going to be at this thing August the 6th, and people can sign up.
Right.
Well, I already signed up. I don't know if they'll accept me or not. They may say, what year was she born? And but anyway, I know I'm a day late and a dollar short, but that's another story.
That's all right.
And so I thought, I was listening to hear if he had been notified yet, and he didn't say anything. So I guess they haven't notified him.
Right.
And I was going to ask him, how long does it take? You know,
yep.
And because I need somebody to teach me with this crossbow so
sure.
I can get ready, you know.
Gotcha.
So I've been trying.
If you get a chance to get up to that event, I'm sure there's going to be plenty of folks helping you there.
Actually, at our booth with Sherry, she'd be a good one to talk to about
yeah,
that.
Sherry. Great.
She'll be doing the jawbone extraction and aging of the jawbones there, but she is a big crossbow. She uses crossbows, and she likes to help people out with that. So maybe stop by the booth and talk to Sherry, and if she can't do it, she can hook you up with somebody.
That's for sure.
I don't know if I talked to her before, but I've talked to a couple ladies before about the crossbow, but I never got any calls from them.
Gotcha.
But anyway, that's all I wanted to say, that I'm trying. The same date that you mentioned for this thing, I had planned to go to something else related to, you know, the outdoors. It was a gourmet cooking over campfire, to teach you how to cook over a campfire. But now I have to decide, you know.
Now you got a quarter, friend? Just
huh?
Heads and tails. You got a quarter?
All right.
Thanks for checking
in. Take care.
You got it. Thanks. Bye bye. There goes Fran. She's great. We got to get her out in the woods. She's got some friends down in Talbot County.
Does she?
Yes, she does. And we can help her with that.
Yes, we can.
Yep, that's for sure. So, and from what we've seen in Talbot County, as far as the deer population, if you got a piece of private property down there and you're willing to let somebody hunt it, you're going to do very, very well. So, all right, E.W. Grimes is with us here, and Robin Franks is here as well. Oh, Chuck wants to answer a question. All right. This is family show today, huh? Chuck, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yes.
I'm calling in to answer Fran's
question. Yeah.
If she already sent it in, I'm sure that the treasurer already has it.
Right.
I'll probably get a new roster beginning of the month.
Okay.
So I'll have it then. But she's probably good to go.
Yeah. Got it. Very nice, sir.
All right.
Thank you for checking in back in.
Yep. Talk to you later.
You got it. Bye bye. There he goes. I think we ought to start a dating service on this show. What do you think? Huntersonly.com.
There you go.
Love it.
Hey, you know, over the years, I've taken several women and actually children out and hunted with them, first time hunters and stuff like that. I'm going to tell you what, I get as much enjoyment out of doing that as you know, going hunting by myself. I mean, it's really a. To see the smile and the impact of a hunter taking their first animal or something, it's awesome.
Did that with Laura. Laura's taken several deer now.
Yep.
You know, she shot her first buck with me sitting beside her in the ladder stand.
Yep.
And that buck, Jason Carter mounted it, and it went on to be the number one buck. He won first prize
at last year's
Maryland Taxidermy Association
wow.
show.
That's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Velvet buck, beautiful velvet yep. buck. So, anyway, EW, you going to stick with us?
A little bit.
All right, Hunter Social, August 6th, 9 to 3, free admission at the Mayberry Game Protective Association, 2555 Mayberry Road in Westminster, Maryland. Sponsored by the Maryland Quality Deer Management Association, State Chapter, and the Mayberry Game Protective Association. www.MarylandQDMA.com. It's where you get all the information. And they actually volunteered me to be there. So, Robin, what are you doing on the 6th? You got a conflicting date?
Call.
Oh, you're on call.
I'm on call.
You're on call.
I can get one of those nice people I work with to cover for me for
you
a couple
may
hours.
Be able to make that. All right. Folks, there's the music. That says to us, it's time to bail out of here for a few minutes for the news. So get out, stay safe, and we'll catch you next hour.